for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are headed to Gen Con or you are just close to the Indianapolis area, then you should join us for our live show Saturday, August 3rd at 8 p.m. over at the Indiana Repertory Theater. You do not need a Gen Con badge to attend, but you can get a ticket for this show at thecritshowpodcast.com/GenCon. As I said, the show starts at 8 o'clock and the theater doors will open at 7:30. It's general admission, and we are super excited about this. We are doing a loving homage to our favorite game show from across the pond. So join us and a few special surprise guests as we present what we're calling Game Master. Again, that is Saturday, August 3rd at 8 p.m., and you can get your ticket at thecritshowpodcast.com/GenCon. We hope to see you there. All right, so we've talked about the fact that we're all going to Dragon Con. We've talked about so many different cosplays. What ones are we actually doing? Like, what are we committed to doing as a group?
We are definitely doing the one where we all just shift one seat over and cosplay that person at the table.
Oh, I see. Which direction?
Whichever. We'll just flip a coin that day.
I mean, that drastically changes my excitement level about this.
I'm next to you, so
I mean, you're lucky. You've got at least Tass or Jake to choose from. I have Tass or Jake to choose from also, but then one of them has to be
has
me.
Has to suffer.
has to suffer.
Pirates? Are we officially doing pirates?
I'm all about that.
Oh, yeah. Like our Sea of Thieves characters?
Yeah.
Which, put a pin in that. I think we need to come back to Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watchmen we had talked about. I don't know.
Yeah, we talked about Watchmen. We
but
talked
like
about
Golden Age.
Slingers.
Like
we Watchmen, talked about. Right?
Has anybody...
I haven't gotten to work on that, but I mean, I don't think that one would be too hard if I was going to do Ricochet. Mm-hmm. Because I like the company that I ordered my Spidey lantern suit from.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
they could get that pretty easy. Really, the tough part for that for me would be a good wig and the jacket. I think I'm still for it if we want to do it, but we need to decide now.
Yeah, I think Rachel's already got the stuff for Dusk.
Oh, okay.
All right, I need to look at the dude again. I need to look at Prodigy again and see what's involved. I guess that's not a super hard one, is it? Other than he wears a cape, right?
Yeah.
Like a big billowing red cape. That would probably be the hard part.
Is anybody interested in doing any Game of Thrones stuff? I'm going to re-up my Lord Beric. I'm going to put the pieces of armor that he's got in the 8th season.
Nice. I would love to, but I realistically don't think I'm going to put together what I would want to put together for that.
Which is?
Thoros.
I want to do the Hound, but that would be a lot of money that I can't imagine I'm going to have before Dragon Con.
Okay. I can do that makeup. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'd need the wig. I'd need the makeup. And then
you don't have to shave half your beard.
True. No, he's still got like pretty much the full beard, right? Like up to the top of the,
yeah,
just up to the sideburn pretty much.
I guess, let me rephrase that. You don't have to shave half your head.
Yeah. I could do just a generic Dothraki, not necessarily Khal Drogo again, but
I'm going to try to build Thorin since I'm going to have the beard for
Oakenshield
for Beric already. Yeah.
Oh man.
I've been collecting pieces of him for the last couple of years.
I've got Sting.
Mm.
Like real Sting, not some plastic crap.
And by the end of the con, you have Stink. No, no.
No, because I shower every day for cons.
Oh, okay, good.
Is TJ testing out his stand-up material here?
I think he is.
He's got a notebook and he's just kind of shaking his head and scratching things out.
All right, Dave Moulier. Well, before Dragon Con, we have Gen Con. And we did get the official list that all of our games are out. They've got time set. So we are running Monster of the Week on August the 1st from 8 to midnight, August the 2nd from 6 to 10 p.m., August the 3rd, 10 a.m. to 2, and then August the 4th from noon to 4. And that is just the standard Gen Con ticket price. It is $1 per hour. So for the games, it is $4. And for our live show, which again is on the 3rd at 5 p.m., that is $2. And all those go live on May 19th. And we hope to see you there. Back to Sea of Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
We streamed last. No, we didn't stream.
We did not stream Arena.
We need to.
We should. Yeah.
Yeah. We played some Arena last night and it didn't go awful.
I mean, it went better than it had any right to.
Yeah.
Because we're not good.
Yeah. Two second places.
Yeah, it's just pretty wild.
Getting real comfy in there.
Now that I think about it, I think I'm realizing the reason that I was helpful at all is because I was so half asleep that there was no pressure from me. I was just like kind of like going through the motions, and I'm way better when I'm not paying attention.
I think the thing that I like the most about Sea of Thieves, it's the one kind of area in my life, either with like work or games, where I get to be the wild card.
God,
because all
are.
I do is man the cannons, and then when things seem to be going badly, I just yeet myself off the ship and climb up the other person's ship and just start hacking at people. You guys are so good at that game, and I just stand there unless someone tells me to do something and play my squeeze box and drink a juice box.
That game, like I was telling you over headset, that game frustrates me to no end, but is also the most beautiful, peaceful game that I love to watch. And it has to do with like the sunsets in that game are so just, the color is vibrant and the ocean reflects that light so well that it's just like, oh God, I wish I really was a pirate out on the sea. And this is so peaceful. And then it's like, oh, well now I've got to go and do this one thing to level up this one thing. And it seems like all the effort I'm putting into that just doesn't have the satisfaction of what I've just done to work that. So yeah.
Ugh. Like if you'd applied that time to something in your real life.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Like yeah. if you raised a barn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Raised a barn.
Yeah. That's part of why I think my favorite part of the update is fishing, is because like when the game first came out, I would just get a boat going on the ocean and sit on the bow and watch the waves and listen to the like water sound, and it was chill, and I could do that. And then it got to a point where everybody got froggy and you couldn't do anything without someone trying to murder you or ruin your good time. And yeah. I couldn't do it anymore. But now I'm back to where I don't need my boat. I can just stand on an island somewhere. It doesn't matter if someone comes and attacks my ship. I'll just fish and yeah. I can enjoy the ocean and relax.
That's nice. God, I think it was a few weeks ago where just you and I were on, Jake, and we just started something and immediately got murdered, just wholesale. And then we spawned back on this new island, and it was just a beautiful little mermaid cove. And we hung out there in that little waterfall for like 45 minutes.
doing just talking to each other. I just sit emoted under a waterfall, and he was like standing on a rock, and we were just talking, and that was it.
It was lovely.
We didn't play the game. We just hung out in a new space.
You guys got like all existential and you're like, what is the meaning of all this? I wonder.
It was like 2:30, 3 in the morning. Yeah, so probably. True.
My enjoyment of that game is directly proportionate to the amount of chaos going on. Like if I'm on that game by myself, I'd last maybe 7 minutes before I just shut it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to admit, as much as I agree with that, just how peaceful the game can be and, you know, enjoyable in that way. Every time I see a ship, the words are, let's go get it. I want to go get it.
Yeah. All I want to do is kill Megs and sink ships.
That's some kind of motto.
Kill Megs, sink ships, put it on a t-shirt.
I'm real excited to dress up as those and walk around Dragon Con.
Jake, didn't you say something about trying to learn some music for that?
I have picked and I posted them in our group, like 3 or 4 a cappella shanties that I feel like we should learn and be able to crank out whenever somebody requests it or it just gets too quiet.
One of our listeners, Kimmy, she was telling me that she plays like 14 or 15 different instruments.
Wow.
And I was like, oh yeah, we're trying to learn, you know, we talked about trying to learn how to play like the concertina or something so we can learn some sea shanties. And the very next thing she sent me was a video with a recorder playing some sea shanties. And she's like, I just haven't practiced in a while, so I'll send you guys some videos of some sea shanties later.
That's awesome.
Like, oh my God.
It's a shame hurdy-gurdy started about $1,500.
Yeah, right.
Which is funny because one of those concertinas, you can get like a kid's one that's like 20 like, bucks.
Yeah, $25.
So tiny.
So, I mean, all told, it would be $1,525.
That's right.
Good investment for so, two instruments.
So if we just split it four ways.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeet.
And he threw himself off the boat.
He threw himself off the podcast.
Tass, will you reach over there and just start the recap then?
Yeah.
He's gone.
And over there, that's where they're building everything. Well, not even building, but putting it all back together. I don't know if Margaret told you the whole story, but we're mostly trying to use salvage from Eye of Horus to try to basically make a launching pad so we can have a place to set off all of the satellites.
You know, a lot's happened to all of us recently. We've all changed. And yeah, I mean, it's all right. You know, I'm here. I'm ready to do the work. I'm alive, but I don't have the capacity that I had before.
And then we hear a phone buzz, followed by the wrenching of metal, so loud in the night that it wakes everybody up.
Okay, I'm gonna grab the phone as I, like, grab my shield and open it up and read it.
It says in all caps, get out.
Guys, our friend from Hawaii says we need to get the hell out of here.
And the first thing that you see is the helicopter with its blades ripped off.
I am just scanning, trying to see if I can see anything moving over there.
What you see is a winged creature, maybe 7 or 8 feet tall, pass in front of the moon, and then dive into some clouds. Tass gets the sniper rifle out, and he sees movement out of the corner of his eye, and he fires, and we see a spark of electricity as one of the generators next to the construction building explodes. As it explodes, sparks shoot from it everywhere, and we see some of the sparks land on a trail of gasoline from the helicopter's broken gas tank. In the darkness, we see the spark from this generator land on this tiny stream of gasoline that's coming from underneath the helicopter. The spark ignites and moves very quickly. We see it pass by Tass, between Jake's feet, and underneath TJ as he stands on the helicopter. Everybody takes 2 points of damage as the helicopter explodes, knocks you all backwards, and sets you all just a little bit on fire.
Could I make the argument that as we're knocked back or away from the helicopter that the fire is put out as our bodies roll across the ground at subsonic speeds?
No. Oh,
okay. Smells like burnt fur.
Yeah.
And that's me.
You found the quickest way. Now you don't have to shave. You just do this every morning.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
How's everybody doing?
I'm not doing well. I've actually got 2 points past the line. I am unstable.
No.
I am one away from unstable.
I'm a little bruised up.
So what are you doing? You have all been knocked backwards. You're very close to the barracks that you have come out of, and there is burning wreckage, which is, at least is casting a little bit of light in this dark area.
Yeah, God, I think I'm just trying to, whoever's closest, grab and drag them back inside.
What are you guys trying to do?
I'm just trying to get up back up on my feet, but I'm sure that my guts are hanging out.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
God, oh God, oh God, TJ. And I'm trying to sort of lightly help him up.
Okay. Yeah, so you help him up and move him inside.
Stuff me back inside myself.
I'd get back to my feet and kind of get my shield out and off my back and look around, like scan the perimeter here, see if anything is capitalizing on that.
You don't see anything and you don't hear anything except for the small sound of the fire burning around the helicopter.
I assume this is an amount of fire that I can't put out.
Correct.
Okay. I'll move back into the barracks with them. I don't see the thing. There's no way we're putting that fire out though, and that's our mode of transportation gone. What do we do?
After I settle TJ down on a bed, I think I'm going to try to do something that I haven't actively tried to do yet. Because I think we came out here just thinking, oh, we're just going to kind of help with this thing. We weren't expecting this to be like a mission.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, I'm trying to dig deep for one of these visions and I want to try to invoke my Destiny's Plaything.
Oh, all right. For your beginning of mystery move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll it.
Awesome. I'm like tapping my forehead, like going, come on, come on. The time is now. Please, please, please.
I imagine that you are staring off into the distance, absentmindedly putting out a small fire on your breast pocket.
Pretty much. That's a 9.
All right. What does that get you?
That gets me a vague hint about this mystery.
So as this glow comes into your eyes, you're used to seeing a vision, but this time it's all auditory because your vision is just completely dark. You don't see anything, but you hear people running and panting and then the sound of wings and you hear someone scream. But as they scream, it gets further away and you can hear that the voices with you get fewer and fewer as you are in this darkness.
Whoa. Okay, that one was awful. I think this thing's gonna, Jesus, try to pick us off. The sense I got was that we're all trying to run and it was just taking us one at a time. So either we have to make a stand or we have to get to cover.
We've established that there's not really any cover, right? Like, this is as good of cover as it gets here.
Yeah, I mean, all the buildings are pretty much the same. And then you know that the big construction building, the dome at the top is glass.
I am all for sticking together and kind of buckling down and making a stand, but there's no better place, and this isn't a very good place. Like, I've warded it. It's slightly better, but I don't know what to do. Like, I don't want to go somewhere out in the open where it can pick us off. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I don't have a better thought than sit here and put the beds in front of the doors or something.
I have this FBI badge. I wonder what its respect for authority is.
No, wait, this is brilliant. I pull out the badge and I make it say Nash Force. And I'm just like, we're one of you, and wave it in the sky. Don't you have a badge, idiot? Has Ori responded to my text?
He has not.
Oh, no. Ori's not responding. I have no idea what this thing is. I can just try and lure it away or something. I can redirect it while you guys go somewhere, but...
I don't know what to think about this. Like, if I... I'm getting these visions of us getting picked off out in the open, and he was trying to tell us to get out. I think he's compromised.
We have thought Ori compromised a lot of times. I'm not going to assume that. I think he was just generally telling us we're in danger, bounce.
Yeah, maybe to get out of the whole complex before the helicopter was destroyed, but oops. Shit.
As you're inside having this conversation, out in the darkness you hear metal being dragged on the cement.
I'm going to look out the door.
You look out the door and about 30 feet away, again, is this 8-foot tall creature. And it has hands on some of the metal that is on fire and it is dragging it. And it sees you and its head turns. And in the firelight, you can make out it is covered in very fine fur. And it has long fangs and very sharp ears and wings underneath its arms attached to the side of its body. And it spins and throws this flaming metal in your direction.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my shield out. I think that my reflex is just to put that shield up and bear down.
Yeah, you put the shield up and go to block, and it doesn't hit you, but it hits the side of the building.
Does it pierce through?
It doesn't.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
It's the thing, and it's throwing metal at us. Does it look anything like anything I could identify? Do I have any idea what this thing is?
Yes, as you get a clear look at this, as it throws this piece of flaming metal against the building, you have a flash in your head of being stuck inside of this alley and watching Ori run through you and past you, and some giant leathery winged creature chasing him down the alley, and this is it.
Oh, shit.
You start to notice light on the side of your face on your right.
I'm gonna look over there and see what it is.
Where the creature has hit the building with that flaming metal, it's on fire.
How much fire?
a decent, you know, big piece of metal covered in gasoline size fire.
Like if I wrench, is that piece of metal stuck in the building or did it hit and fall?
Yeah, it hit and fell.
Like if I grab a blanket off the bunk, would I be able to pat this fire out or is it too much for that?
You could try, but you will be outside.
Okay. I think like without really looking away from this thing, without ceasing to address this thing, I'm going to like over my shoulder to them be like, this is the thing in the vision that was chasing Ori down an alley. I think Ori might not be responding because it might have gotten him or it's going to. I'm going to lure this thing off. Somebody put out the fire. And I'm going to start just kind of circling to my left, like continuing to face this thing, shield out and stun knuckles on. And just kind of try and circle it and keep its attention.
As soon as you step away from the building and start to circle around, it puts its arms out and it flaps 3 times and goes into the air.
Still visible in the air?
Roll read a bad situation.
9.
You get a hold 1.
What's the biggest threat?
Yeah, I think that lets you keep an eye on it. You can hear it flapping. It is very hard to see, especially with a chunk of these lights out, but you can keep track of it, and it is circling this building and just essentially doing the opposite of what you're doing. As you go to circle it, it starts going the other way as if it's circling around you almost like a vulture.
Okay, I'm gonna check out the fire situation.
Yeah, so as you go outside, you see that this big piece of metal, when it hit the side of the building, just spread fire to it. And, you know, it is wood, but luckily it is wet here, so it's not spreading very fast, but it is on a good 5-6 foot piece of this building.
Oh, shit. So I think I'm gonna sprint back in and start, like, ripping blankets and sheets off the bed.
Is there anything we should do?
Take a look at TJ, see if anybody can do anything for him. But stay in here. Don't come out yet. And as I run back outside, what I want to try to do, is there any like grassy area at all here? Or is this all kind of gravel?
Yeah, here it's all cement and gravel.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Then I'm just going to try to bundle everything up in a big ball of blankets and try to smother the fire.
All right. Roll act under pressure.
7. Oh my God.
So you can slow down the progression of this fire, but not stop it. Or you can stop it and lose the material that you would use to essentially do this again, because you had to gather up so much of the cloth inside that you would not be able to gather more from in here to do it again if necessary. Or you can get it out and save the material, but waving the material around is going to attract unwanted attention.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to use up all the material.
Yeah, so you are able to slam this against the building a number of times, and the fire on it is spreading pretty quickly, so you throw it down onto the cement so that it just kind of burns itself out, but you are able to get the wood of the building extinguished.
Okay, got it. Where is this thing?
I don't really know how to, like, explain where it is, so I'm just gonna start, like, clanging on my shield and just, like, yelling out, like, "All right, ugly, what's your game? I'm out here," and hope that it makes a noise or something that will reveal its position to Tass.
All right, so to try to indicate to Tass where this is, to get it to make some kind of something so it will reveal itself to him, roll help out.
Oh, okay. Interesting. No, damn it, what's that off of? Cool. Yeah, of course it is. 4.
So as you are slamming your stun knuckles against your shield and sending off sparks, trying to get its attention, you take 2 points of damage, not armor defeating, as this creature dashes by your back with a dive and rakes at your spine and takes off into the air again.
I think I reflexively just take a shot, knowing it's just past Jake's head, probably. Just like,
oh. Tass, roll luck. No.
Okay. Oh, shit. I need to roll luck.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So yeah, you guys are outside. This thing has very silently gone by and taken off again.
Okay, that's just horrifying. My God. I have got the headlamp clicked back on, and I'm scanning the clouds with my sniper rifle.
Roll investigate a mystery.
What was that? Which roll was it?
Investigate a mystery.
I am going to believe you.
That's off weird.
But I'm not happy about it. I forgot my sharp changed, and it's a 6.
Yeah, so as you look around, you don't see anything.
Come on out, Fern Gully. Just looking and scanning.
Hey, Jake.
Yes, sir.
Did you know it is our anniversary month?
How long have we been married?
No, the show.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I did know
the
that,
show's
actually.
Anniversary. We are turning 6 years old, and to celebrate that,
we're going to first grade.
Close. We're giving a discount on our Patreon. If you join the year-long subscription to the Patreon, you can get 15% off during the month of May. You can find out everything about our Patreon at patreon.com/thecritshow. But all tiers for the month of May are 15% off when you sign up for the annual membership. Is that as exciting as first grade?
You know, now that I'm kind of remembering back to first grade, that's far better than first grade.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Reslayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Also, I've leveled up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What are you going to take?
I feel like I should take a plus one sharp now, but let me see what I actually have. Okay, I think I'm going to use my other option for taking a move from another playbook.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it's absolutely stunningly necessary right now. And I'm going to get back medic from the professional.
All right.
Because I really can't think of a reason why, technically speaking, I shouldn't be able to still do that. Like, yeah. It's sort of a skill set as opposed to a mystical something or other. So, yeah, I've got it back.
Yeah, so you have medic.
And canonically, you just forgot. You've always been able to do this. You could have saved us from many a scrap.
Well, we've just had werewolf serum all of those times, so, and that worked out great, so it's fine. I guess not seeing anything, I'm gonna slowly head back towards the door and try to duck inside.
Yeah, no problem. You're able to get back inside. Jake, what are you up to?
I don't know. I can't fight this thing. Like, it won't stay on the ground. There's not a goddamn thing I can do about it. Can I still hear where it is? Like, have I lost it again, or am I still able to kind of keep track of its movement?
No, I think in that fail that you have lost it.
I guess I'm going to use another one of my abjuration effects. So one of my effects is take some time to draw a glyph on something that completely traps a monster within its bounds. The monster cannot leave the glyph unless it finds a clever workaround. At the very least, it's sure to slow it down. So the only thought that I have right now is I pissed it off and it dive bombed me. So if I can draw a glyph and stand in it and get it to dive bomb me again, it'll trap it. The downside is I'm just going to be outside drawing a glyph.
For a while before it would work.
How will that resolve? Is this going to be like wasting a spell slot? Like, if I'm drawing the glyph and it messes me up, but I haven't finished the glyph, am I out?
No, I think that the magic is triggered at the moment of creation, at the end.
At, like, completion?
Okay. Yeah.
I simply do not know what else to do.
I think that in Pathfinder terms, I think it's just going to get a free attack on you, because I assume that your entire focus has to go into creating this magical glyph. Like, it's not something you could do absent-mindedly.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it, like, defensively.
Yeah.
I think I'm, you know, on all fours with a piece of chalk, like a drawing, like a child on the sidewalk. I don't think I can also have a shield up or over my head or anything. Well, and I know it's going to just pick me up and fly me away from his vision. At least that's what I would suspect. So I can't do that either. I am at an absolute loss. So just go back inside the barracks.
So you head back inside the barracks. What is the scene that he finds?
I think I'm looking over his wounds and seeing if I can do something about it.
All right, roll medic.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for boxcars. Ugh. That is two heal and stabilize.
To who?
To you.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know what to do, guys. I lost it. I don't know where it is up there. I know it's kind of circling. I don't know why it landed and threw a piece of metal at the building, because as soon as I stepped out there, it took off again.
I think it tried to burn the building down, or at least make a hole in it. If it can swoop down and take us, I think that's what its MO is.
I mean, we're in a flammable building, so this can only last so long.
All right. I mean, do we have anything else? I mean, I'll go be bait. I'll do something. We can't stay in here.
I tried to be bait, and it doesn't care. It flew up in the sky, and it started circling. And, you know, it got the drop on me when it had a second, and then went back in the sky.
I hate to use one of you guys as bait, but if we could do that again and I can get a shot on this thing, I mean, that's all I got.
Jake, you have anything that can heal me up anymore?
Not anymore, man. That was part of my god power.
Shit.
I mean, technically, I still have werewolf serums, I guess.
I don't know. Would you? Like, would you have kept it, having seen what happened to you guys and what happened to TJ?
I didn't think about it, like exactly what just happened, that I went, oh yeah, I've got this. Or I would have disposed of it. I wouldn't have looked at it and gone, this is good. Yeah. I will keep this. So either it was just in my bag still, or if I ever laid eyes on it, I would have gone, nope.
I can't imagine you guys went out without checking your equipment.
Then no, I've got nothing for you.
Okay, well then I guess I'll just put on my night vision goggles and see if I can't get this thing myself. Tash, you want to back me up?
You know the hell I do.
Let's all three go out there and fuck it up.
I like werewolf TJ. Let's do this thing.
I'm so confused by this energy. All right.
Well, my guts aren't hanging out anymore, so that's cool.
I'm not great, but I'm not as bad.
Yeah. Well, damn. Hey, you want some night vision goggles so you can see in the dark and shoot this thing?
Yes.
Oh, here you go.
Okay.
And yeah, go ahead.
No, you.
I was going to say, I guess I'll be the bait because I've got preternatural speed.
Good point.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, we're about to get TJ killed.
Yeah.
We're about to get team wiped. Don't be optimistic.
So where are you headed, TJ? Because your last attempt did not end well. So where are you going to try this time?
I'm not going to try and climb up a building this time is what it is.
No King Kong.
No King Kong.
Okay.
I am going to run around the wreckage. So it can get a good view of me.
And just so you remember, there are four sections of lights. One of them is out. So the runway further down is totally lit. Right now around the wreckage is partially lit from the other side of the road that has not blacked out. And then what little fire remains on the helicopter that it did not throw at the building.
Gotcha. So I will then, I'm going to go by the helicopter as I head towards the bunch of lights that are still going on, which is the far end, you said, right?
Correct.
Gonna run out towards the part where, you know, the it's all lit up and everything, and I'm just gonna wave my hands around and hope to God it sees me.
And how does your senses work, or your reflexes?
Preternatural speed, you go much faster than normal people. When you chase, flee, or run, take +1 ongoing.
All right, so roll act under pressure, and you get a +1.
Ongoing.
Yeah, as long as you running.
That's an 8.
So you are able to run down to the end of this and start drawing attention. It is either going to come down and take a swipe at you and hit, as opposed to what you want to do is it to dive at you and you faint it. Or it's not going to show up. I think that's it, actually. I think it's going to hit you or it's not going to show.
I don't want to keep dying and being unstable and everything. So I guess I just don't want it to show up then.
So you sprint down to the end and you start waving around, and in the distance you see a pair of eyes looking at you, and it is over by the construction building, and there's this strange toothy grin as it jams its hand into one of the generators, and the area that you are in goes dark.
When he starts going, I do want to kind of roll out and stay low along the side of the building and see if I can get eyes on this thing.
From where you are, you cannot. The generators are on the far side of the construction building.
Got it. Okay, then yeah, I'm going to do as planned and kind of wait with an eye on TJ to see if anything swoops down on him.
10, 15 seconds pass and nothing happens.
I will talk into the throat mic. Okay, TJ, maybe just slowly backpedal back this way. Try to fish for it.
I will. Yeah, I'm actually going to start running, but then I'm going to like trip and pretend I'm a hurt animal on the ground.
The section next to you goes dark.
So it's just taking out more and more lights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you okay? What happened?
Nothing's happening. It just is taking out the lights. I'm going to pull out my flashlight out of my bag and I'm just going to turn it on and turn it into a beacon.
Okay.
Do you hear anything? Do you see it?
Do I hear anything? Can I hear? I mean,
roll read a bad situation.
5.
The last area of lights goes dark.
God damn it. Guys, this thing is either outsmarting me or I'm just not that appetizing. I'm coming back and I'm just going to make my way back towards our bunker.
Yeah, so he gets back to the bunker and you've watched this whole time and it's gotten easier for you to see because the lights all down the runway now are out.
Okay. I didn't see anything that whole time, so it must be on the far side of where the generators are if it was taking out lights like this.
Yeah, I feel like we should just chill out here. Nothing seems to be happening. Like, the worst that happened was a fire.
Yeah, and there might be more fire. We don't have anything else to put this out.
I mean, I'll ask the people inside, like, is there anywhere else on the grounds that has, like, fire extinguishers or anything that we could use to
yes,
keep it at bay?
There would be some in the building center, of course, and there could be something in the equipment bay. I'm not sure. Hewlett, did you move everything from the equipment bay, or is it all inside of the construction building? Yeah, I think it's all in there. We wouldn't really need it around anywhere in here. Just it's so wet, we didn't expect anything to catch fire, so we put it near all the equipment and the electronics.
Do we want to have one of us try and make a break for that stuff and then hunker down in here and literally put out fires? Or do we just want to move our whole party there and not have to cart it back?
I mean, one way or another, this thing is clearly here to stop what they're doing. They don't want IPT to be back online, so that's going to be its next target anyway, right? All of the bay, all of the things that are going to be able to actually send this up.
Okay, so we want to move that way and make that our new last stand?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't want to leave them here alone.
All right, I'll go out first. How straight of a line is it from where we are to where we're trying to go?
It's a fairly straight line, but it is behind you. So you have to go out and around the building, and then it's a diagonal line from you.
Okay. I'll go out first and kind of keep an eye out, and if the thing comes at us, try and keep it off us. You guys just as quick as you can, you know, protect them, get everybody to that building.
Yep, all right, I'll take Caboose.
I'll be in the middle.
I'm going to go out and kind of get on the corner where I know we're going to have to snake around and go by. And again, just like defensive position, looking around, waiting.
All right. So the three of you are going to try to lead this group across the grounds over to the construction building. Jake and Tass are trying to, essentially you guys are trying to lay down covering fire. You're trying to draw attention. So both of you roll help out. And this is going to aid the others in getting across.
Oh, 7.
8.
And TJ, what are you doing in this?
I'm keeping my eye out for it. If it happens to show up again, I want to be able to like analyze it, see what's up with it.
All right. So roll investigate a mystery.
Okay. That is a 9.
All right. So TJ, you get a hold 1.
Where did it go?
So as you are all traveling across this open area in the dark, TJ, you see a glimpse of it as you pass behind the building over by the vehicle shed. And you see that there are 4 generators behind the vehicle shed as well. And it is creeping around those. Jake and Tass, you guys are able to get everybody safely over to the building center. But as you get inside, you hear a crash in the glass as one of the generators breaks through the glass dome and hits the ground.
I want to look in that direction with the night vision on.
So you snap up and try to look through the dome where this has crashed through. And I think that you can tell at the angle that it is at that it did not fall through, that it has come through lands like it was thrown.
It got tossed. Yeah. Good. Lovely.
But you are all inside the construction building now.
Saw it by the generators over by the vehicle bay.
Oh, shit. Okay. You guys stay low. We have to figure out how to hit this thing. God. And I think I have to go back out and see if there's a line of sight on this.
All right. So roll investigate a mystery. You're going to go out and try to look in the direction that TJ had indicated.
Nope. That's a 5.
As you're scanning around, you see that the lights inside of the barracks are out. And you notice that as you're kind of scoping around, that the lights inside of the equipment shed also go out.
Ah, shit.
Are there any flares around here? Any emergency equipment? I'm talking to Stroker or anybody who will listen.
Yes, but you're not going to like the rest of that answer.
Oh, then don't ever tell me it. Yeah, that's fine.
We will just move on from these.
Yeah.
It's a moment of sorrow.
Is it over in the vehicle shed?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I think I can set a trap for the thing, but it's got to come down. It's got to come at us to be able to trigger the trap.
Oh, God. Okay. I mean, that makes you essentially the bait and the person setting the trap at the same time then, doesn't it?
Yeah, unless it can get in this building. It just broke a hole in the glass roof. So if somebody can keep it busy while I draw this trap in here, and then we can get it to come in here for one of us, that'll work. I just don't know if it will ever bother to come indoors.
Yeah, right. This thing clearly wants to pick us off.
Can we see inside this building or is it dark too?
No, the lights in here are on.
Okay, I want to go ahead and try to invoke my last ditch don't know what to do ability for my weird move. Trust your gut.
It's been a while.
It has been a minute. How this reads is just I don't have any tactical idea of where we should actually be to accomplish anything. So what I'm trying to bear down on here is where do I need to go to be able to accomplish any goddamn thing?
All right. Roll it.
Okay. I wasn't sure I was going to get that
phrase.
I know. Phrase,
I was
so
like, nope.
I don't care for this explanation. Okay.
You were too wordy.
I failed with those. I'm switching. I'm going with these. These are pretty. Here we go.
All right.
That gets me an 8.
All right. So what do you get? It's been too long. I can't remember.
The keeper will tell you a general direction to go, and I get a +1 forward to explore that.
You have watched this creature destroy generators and slowly darken this area. And so as you're standing here looking at the broken generator on the ground that you know that it threw from the vehicle bay, and it seems to be the one that blacked out either the housing or the equipment shed, it occurs to you that there are 3 more generators attached to this building, and they are the ones that operate this building. And so it's probably a safe bet that if its goal is to get you in the darkness, around the back of this building is where it's going next.
Oh, shit. Come on. Let's go, boys.
What?
It's going after the generators, one at a time. This is what it's got.
Oh, does this building have one?
Why, yes. Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
It has 3. There's a lot of air conditioning, a lot of electricity used here.
I did notice that it felt really nice in here.
Yes, well, now we're air conditioning the whole goddamn outdoors, though, so we'll have to patch that later.
Are they all in the same spot, or are they just all in a row?
Yes, they are all 3 together on the opposite side of the door, so the east side of the building.
Okay, that's the thing I can put a trap on. If we know that it's going for the generators, and you can keep it off the generator for a minute, long enough for me to get a trap on it, when it goes to destroy it, we can lock the thing down.
Hell yeah, let's do this.
Okay, distract it. Keep it away from me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out the door. Ow! And then just gonna head towards around back towards the generators, I guess.
I'm gonna follow that wolf.
It's my new game show after I retire.
Follow that wolf. Oh, and it's like you leading people on great adventures across America.
Right.
And all your favorite diners and your favorite hotels.
And drive-ins and...
And he eats a guy.
I'm going to follow them as well.
All right. So the 3 of you tear out of this building and you come around the corner. And then you go to the second corner and come around the back of the building. And it is standing there looking in your direction.
Oh, hi, Mark. I want to drop to a knee and take a shot.
All right, roll kick some ass.
10.
Oh, thank you.
All right, what is your extra effect?
Extra harm, and this is with arcane bullets. I don't know if that gets me anything, but there we are.
So as you come around the corner, you see this standing there. TJ kind of stops and howls at it, and you drop to a knee and fire a shot off, and you see this bullet go clean through its wing, and it screams and slashes at the generator next to it.
I want to tackle it and just take a bite out of its neck.
All right, roll kick some ass.
Since I'm rolling with weird, that is a 7.
You jump forward and you put your teeth on this thing and you sink down and it returns the favor. And so you 2 are standing there in this very awkward hug, your teeth on its neck, its long fangs in your shoulder, and you hear a sucking sound.
Well, I'm going to suck right back.
Unfortunately, it doesn't do anything for you, but it does feel awkward and taste awful.
All right. While they are kind of engaged, I want to seize that opening, run up, and just try and shred one of its wings so that this thing can't take off again.
Nice.
Describe it to me. Like, how? With what?
With my bare hands. Like, just grab some of that fleshy underwing part and some of, like, the bony wing part and just try and rend that.
Oh, God. Roll no limits.
And roll a 10, if you would, please.
How's a 10 do me?
Yeah!
You're welcome, TJ.
You're welcome.
Extra effect?
I am going to go with... That's not a thing for no limits.
Oh, you don't get like an extra...
Nope, on a 10 or more, your body obeys your will to the limits of physical possibility.
Yeah, but I thought you took advanced no limits.
I don't have any more. My advanced moves are gone.
Yeah. So you run up as TJ is grappled with this creature, and you grab the membrane of the wing and you grab the underside of the arm and you just shred, and it sounds like you are tearing cloth.
Oh my God.
And it releases and staggers backwards, and it releases TJ and staggers backwards, and its body starts to like shift and fluctuate. You know, I think normally you guys might not know what's going on, but considering what you've been through recently with the werewolves, I think that you recognize this. This creature is starting to revert back to its human form. And you hear it croak out something as it's writhing in the midst of this change. and it's unintelligible. But then the voice becomes clearer as the transformation freezes, like it's fighting to go back and forth between the human and the bat, like there's a struggle there. And the voice becomes clearer as that process halts for a moment.
Help me, Jake. Help me.
And it pulls its half-transformed hands down away from its face, and the face that you see staring back at you is Ori.
The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.